Weekend Mornings with Glenn Van Zutphen. Replay from Money FM 89.3.
Jit Puru is in studio with us, keynote speaker and author and the founder of Ideas and Inspiration. And Jit, good morning. Welcome to Weekend Mornings.
Good morning, Glenn. Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you here. And for those of our audience that might not know what Ideas and Inspiration is, give us the sort of background on what happens and how it goes through.
Well, the easiest way to put what Ideas and Inspiration is, it's a TED-like event, right? So we run a TED-like event where we get people with great ideas who want to share to the public, and we get them on stage and we help them, we guide them, and we make sure that they've got a good 15 to 20 minute talk that centers around this idea that they want to share to the general public.
Yeah, and you do this, it's quarterly, right?
It's quarterly.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do this once every quarter, which means four events per year.
Mm.
Events are free for anyone to attend, so no one pays to attend the events. No one gets paid to speak at the events. And it's been drawing about 200 people in attendance every quarter.
Wow.
And that's just the live events. Our online community is about 20,000 subscribers right now for our YouTube channel. And it's growing, and it's growing exponentially.
Huh. Why did you feel the need to start Ideas and Inspiration? Where was your inspiration for doing
well,
that?
Well, the thing is this. I think as a society in Singapore itself, you know, I felt the stresses of society before. A lot of things are always changing. You know, the world is changing so fast today. And trying to keep up to this change that's going on, I often find myself being demotivated. And whenever I find myself demotivated, what I realize is a quick boost, it's always listening to a short inspirational video or reading a short inspirational story. And TED has always been a place that, you know, a lot of people, including myself, we go to for this little boost of motivation. But what I realize is this, as big as TED is, as good as TED is, there is still a lot of other people with great ideas who have not been on TED yet.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, you know what? Why don't I start another platform that now gives more opportunities to people? So a big question I've always got is this, am I a competitor to TED? And I say, absolutely not. If anything, I still look up to what TED is doing. I admire them.
Yeah.
You know, if anything, I'm trying to complement what they are already doing and the message that they're trying to share to the world.
In conversation with Jit Puru, who is the keynote speaker and author, founder of Ideas and Inspiration. And Jit, your next one is coming up on January the 14th, and you have five speakers, so they all get, 10, 15 minutes each?
Yep. They get 15 minutes each to deliver a good talk.
Mm.
And some of them, of course, go on till about 16 or 17 minutes, but we keep it tight.
Yeah, keep it tight. I've been before. It's a great evening. And one of the things that I think is so good about it is that the evening does move along.
Mm.
You never sort of get tired of listening to one speaker because just as, you know, they're finishing, then the next one is coming on. And they're all very diverse.
Yeah. We don't have a theme for every event. One thing is that I try to make sure that when we curate the speakers and the topics for each event, we try to keep it as diverse as possible. Because again, when you have about 200 people in attendance at every event, different people are looking for different things. And the beauty of bite-sized talks or short talks of 15 minutes or under is this. If I don't like what's being shared, or I know it's going to end in 15 minutes and the next speaker is coming up.
Yeah.
You know, so that keeps the attention span of people.
Yeah.
You know, and it keeps topics as diverse as possible. And there's something for everyone.
Yeah. You've done a great job of curating the content and getting the YouTube channel up and keeping it free. I mean, these events are free for anyone to attend. And we'll give information about where people can sign up later on if they do want to attend the event on January the 14th. But what's the business model like for Ideas and Inspiration? How do you keep the lights on by doing free events?
That's actually a great question, Ken. And you'll be surprised, you know. That's actually the number one question that I get, you know, from people whenever I share.
I think this was like number four or five here today. But
yeah,
anyway.
But today is number four or five, so it's fantastic. But this is the top question that I get from people, which is, why is it free? Why do I do it for free? You know, I've got feedback. People who share that, hey, you know what, Jit, you know, you could be charging people money. I say, I know that. They say, you know, you could even be charging little amounts like $10 per ticket and that would still cover the event. And I say, I know all of this.
Right.
But the reason for it to be free is because, you know, I think there needs to be a balance in life.
Mm.
You know, there are a lot of paid seminars out there and there are great seminars out there. But I've been in a position before And this was not too long ago, just about 4 or 5 years ago,
yeah.
where even a $10, $20 seminar was out of my reach.
Yeah.
And that's always been a reminder for me to create this balance where, you know what, there are going to be seminars that's going to cost money, but let's also cater to the people who may not be able to afford for whatever reason at that point of time.
Yeah.
So how do I keep this event running?
Mm.
You know, because events cost money. You know, how do we keep this event running?
Yeah.
We've got great sponsors. We've got great partners who are on board. And these are the ways that we fund or we monetize the events. So one thing remains always, at least for me, my mission is this. No one will ever have to pay to attend Ideas and Inspiration. So the public will never have to pay. That's why everything is always free.
You talk about this spark of inspiration that you hope people will get. Is this more necessary in Singapore than maybe some other places around the world? We talk about wanting to encourage creativity and self-thinking and things like that. Yeah. Is there something about Ideas and Inspiration that maybe taps into a different layer of consciousness in Singapore? Yeah.
So I think what happens is this. See, we are, as human beings, we are all emotional beings. And we are driven by emotions. Emotions affect our thoughts, our language, our actions, our behaviors. Mm. And the more relaxed we are, often we get a lot of good ideas because we've got good emotions. Being in a fast-moving society like Singapore or yeah. any other developed country, what's happening is this. Life is moving at such a fast pace
mm.
that we are also feeling stressed up.
Mm.
And stress is an emotion, you know. So we start feeling stressed up, and then that feeling of stress is actually a chemical reaction that's going on within the body. So what happens is this. When we are experiencing negative emotions such as stress, this also forms like a cloud, a blanket that now disrupts our creativity because we are no longer having positive emotions.
Yeah.
So what happens is when we give short boosts of motivation, you know, like listening to a short talk or attending a seminar or being around positive people in a room, what happens is this. We are actually now moving away from that negative emotions that we're experiencing, and we start triggering positive emotions. And that is the reason why even sitting at an event like Ideas and Inspiration for 2 hours, people walk out feeling energized, they feel refreshed.
Mm.
And the reality is this, being in that environment is taking them away from the stresses that they have been experiencing, and it has triggered positive emotions within them.
And we do feel that stress in Singapore, don't we?
Oh, we
stress
do.
About jobs, money.
Definitely.
Getting a new apartment.
Policies are changing every day. Economies are changing. You know, the world is evolving. Today, everything is about digital evolution. You know, and the world is changing. And trying to keep up with change is never easy.
Yeah. When you look at the different speakers that you've curated over the time that you've been doing Ideas and Inspiration, and this one that's coming up in January, which version is it?
This is actually our seventh event.
Seventh
we
time.
Started in July of 2018, running it consistently once every quarter. And our seventh one is coming up. It's hard to believe, actually,
yeah.
that something that started off as a passion project with no clue of how I was going to sustain this event.
Yeah.
It just started with an idea, and it's gone on. So, and we're growing fast. And yes, January 14th, that's our seventh edition.
Yeah, congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much.
On that. Over these seven editions that you've had, you've had probably, 35 speakers now, right? At least sometimes five, right? Or so?
Yeah, always had it at 5 speakers per event.
Yeah.
So with the upcoming event, that would be 35 speakers.
What makes a good speaker? Now that you've seen so many of these folks and you've coached many of them.
Yeah.
For example, Valerie Poe was on the show just yesterday.
Yeah, she was on yesterday, right?
And some of the other speakers have been on this show. But what do you think makes a good or an effective speaker?
Well, to me, it always starts with the idea that needs to be shared. The idea that the speaker wants to share to the audience. And one thing I always share with the brief towards the speakers is this. Ideas and Inspiration is also known as I&I, right? But a talk should never be about I. You know? So it always starts with the listener, with the audience. What's going to be this key message that you want to put across to the listener? And we always have to remember, while people in attendance or even people watching it online later on, while they have not invested money, but they are investing something far more valuable than money, which is time. So make it worth their time. Don't make it about yourself. Make it about what are they going to gain by investing 15 minutes of their time to listen to you. Once you have that in place, in that direction, start with the core message. And once you have that message, share stories.
Audience, audience, audience.
All about the audience.
Yeah.
Starts with intent. When the intent is right, you know, the talk will be fantastic.
I know your main thing now is ideas and inspiration, but over the years, you've been a personal development coach and a trainer. And what are some of the big issues that you see when you're coaching professionals, C-suite, or just executives in general? Yep. What are some of the key issues that they are trying to overcome when they're trying to create a positive change in their own lives?
Demotivation, burnout, that sense of hope that's disappeared, feeling like a cog in a machine without clear purpose.
At a dead end, perhaps.
Yeah, at the dead end. And just going through the motion of life without having clarity of what life is or where they want to be in life. So that's really the biggest thing that I've seen over the years. And it, again, boils down back to emotions. When we get too caught up with the negativity around us and the emotions that we're feeling, you know, these are the effects that we feel thereafter.
Yeah, since it's the beginning of the year, a lot of people are trying to come up with New Year's resolutions to maybe change the way that they're approaching their job, their personal lives, whatever. When you think about being caught up in these stressful situations and environments, are there some steps, concrete steps, that people can take on a daily basis to help dissolve some of that?
Focus on continuous learning. Continuous learning is an important thing. And learnings go beyond just professional skills. Feed the mind with knowledge. We are aware of the importance of food and exercise for the body. Because without food, without exercise, the body becomes weak, yes? The brain is also a muscle. And if we don't feed the brain, if we don't exercise the brain, it will also grow weak. Yeah. So one of the ways to keep the mind, keep the brain strong, healthy, is to feed it with knowledge. Because knowledge is fuel for the brain, as food is fuel for the body. So make it a habit every day. Read something educational. Listen to a podcast like the podcast that we have here on Money FM. You know, this is a great podcast to listen to, bite-sized key topics, key information that you can get for ideas. Watch an inspirational video. You know, YouTube is for more than just entertainment. There's a lot of entertainment source. And I think in Singapore, I think a result came out, a survey was done. I think the demographic in Singapore, or most people in Singapore, spend a lot of time on YouTube for entertainment purposes. You know, and we have countries like India, for example, or Indonesia, where they spend more time on YouTube consuming educational and inspiring content. And I think this has to change in Singapore. Like, for example, our YouTube channel has almost 20,000 subscribers now.
Wow.
But what I feel that needs to change is this. Out of the 20,000 subscribers that we have on our YouTube channel, I would say about 80% of it are subscribers from out of Singapore. And you would think that being a homegrown company, you know, in Singapore, we would have the largest fan base in Singapore. And it's not the case. And I think it could be people aren't aware of the channel yet. But I think it's also got to do with how are we consuming information. So my simple tips for starting the new year is just that. Have this mentality of a continuous learner. Feed the brain with knowledge. Make it a habit. Read an article every day. Read a book if you can. Watch a video. Listen to podcasts. Just keep feeding the brain with knowledge. Because when we feed the brain with knowledge, we will strengthen it. And we will start seeing different perspectives in life.
Okay. Thanks, Jit, for that. Tell us, let's close off by giving us the information about the January 14th event, the Ideas and Inspiration, five speakers. Tell us more. It's free. Where do people go to find out more?
If you just go to Google, and if you just Google Ideas and Inspiration, we will be one of the top three searches there. All right. So you can register for the event. We are on Eventbrite. So you can go to Eventbrite. You can search for Ideas and Inspiration. You can go to our website, ideasinspiration.com. and you can register there. January 14th, it's at the Lifelong Learning Institute. Registration starts at 6:45.
That's over at Paya Lebar, near the Paya Lebar Quarter area.
Near Paya Lebar Quarter at Paya Lebar MRT.
Yeah.
We have refreshments provided.
Oh.
Yeah, because people are coming after work. It's a Tuesday evening.
Sure.
You know, people are coming after work. So we've got some refreshments provided. 6:45 registration starts. Have your meal. 7:20, 7:25, we start the event. And it's a tight ship. By 9:30, we are done. 5 speakers are over, and it'll be a great evening.
Wow, great. Jit Pudu, the keynote speaker, author, and founder of Ideas and Inspiration. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Glenn. It was a pleasure.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.